We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting today with Eric Reed and Kurt Herman from USD 383, Assistant Superintendent and Board President, respectively. School Board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center, and we're kind of going over the new business here tonight. The last item on the new business is acquisition of real property, and Kurt, you were telling me ahead of the program this has to do with a new warehouse.
Yeah, and actually Eric's the kind of the hero on this one. He really came through for us on it, but and I'll maybe let him fill in the blanks, but basically we're purchasing a warehouse. It's kind of on the east side of town, right before you go across the Blue River Bridge, and it will certainly help us a lot as far as the construction projects. And, you know, because previously when we did our construction projects, we had to rent, you know, storage space to put all the equipment in while we were doing the work, and as we order stuff in, and Eric, want to, you know, more.
Yeah, we've lacked storage space in the district. I don't think that's any secret. So part of the bond issue was constructing a new warehouse, and what we're planning on as far as the pre-bond work was down at East Campus, 901 Points, and we were worried about that in a lot of ways. That's some big trucks coming through neighborhoods. There was a lot of things we were worried about that, but we also, you know, had a construction budget on that for about $1.9 million. Well, when this property became available and we started talking to them about that, we realized we could have a space in the industrial area of town, not mess with our patrons, trucks coming in and out. I think it gives us a lot of flexibility. When I was out selling the bond issue and they asked about, you know, if this changes, I said, well, the intention behind it doesn't change, but if we find a better plan, we take a better plan. So this is actually part of the bond issue that we're going to do, purchase it and fix a few things to it, but we should be able to move right in and save quite a bit of money that we can shift to other projects. So really pleased with this, and it also helps some timelines too. Because when we were looking at East Campus, it was going to be toward the end because we had to wait for students to be out of East Campus before we could do much down there. And now we can move that timeline up a little bit and kind of work out with our vendors to get it at the right time. So we're pretty excited.
And it's really pretty close to where our current quote-unquote bus barn and our food service is located.
Yeah, it's right there. It's the old Bailey's building on Levee Drive, so protected by the levee.
There you go. Well, that's good news there, and always good when you can save money. So
yes,
that's another item here on the new business tonight. And then we kind of look at some old business here. There'll be an update on bond refinancing here tonight.
Yeah, we're getting some pricing on refinancing the 2011 bond series that we have. And several of those look favorable for us to do, probably saving about $800,000. So we'll kind of look at a preliminary action from the board. I don't think there's any action tonight, but it's kind of preliminary, and then we look to close and bring something back to the board in February. So it's kind of a little update that we have those kind of out to bid, and he'll give us a little update.
And then construction update tonight, there's a little note here on Lee Elementary parking lot schematic design.
Yeah, Lee Elementary, been working on that one. Trying to redo their front parking lot to add a little bit of parking, but help with their bus and their congestion and their drop-off pickup. Lee's one of those sites that, you know, large elementary school on a small elementary footprint. So, and they've got some elevation challenges too, so we kind of like the phasing that we have for that. Looks like it's going to be a two-summer phase. And what we're looking at tonight for the board is basically, are you guys okay with the plan the Lee team put together for this? So basically, it's redoing the parking lot and a bus pull-off this summer, and then it'll be adding additional parking the following summer because we're going to take where the annexes are at Lee and remove those and put parking in there. Should get us parking where we need to be. It'll be a little tight for a year, a little tighter than it is right now, but at the end of the day, you know, we kind of ask the staff, which way do you want to go on this? Do we want to delay it and do it all at once, or do we want to phase it in two phases? And they were like, hey, we need some help on our drop-off and pickup. We need our help with our bus. That's more important to us right now. So,
One thing I really loved was the solution for the bus drop-off lane. I think it's going to be similar to what Amanda Arnold has kind of right in front of the school there. And because the initial thoughts or plans were to put it way over there where the annex is, which isn't a big deal, but, you know, students would still have to walk, you know, from there in, you know, clear over to the building and vice versa. So I think I really love the concept, how they come up with that bus lane.
Yeah, it's a challenging footprint, and it took a lot of people, a lot of input from a lot of different groups. So I'm proud of the process. I'm proud of the people that threw their ideas out and listened, and Mrs. Bombas did a great job communicating with her staff on what was going down and what we needed input on. So.
Okay. There's some special recognition here tonight taking place as well. Kansas Horizon Award winner and a National Board Certified Teacher.
Yeah, Kansas Horizon Award, Lisa Fluff. She's a family and consumer science teacher at the high school. That's an award that are nominated second-year teachers for their first year, basically outstanding first-year teachers. These are cream of the crop, top shelf first-year teachers in there. So we're really proud of Lisa and the job she's done at MHS West Campus. And then Ashley Eckleberry finishing her national board certification. That is quite the process. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of documentation to get through all those things. So we're proud of Lisa and Ashley.
Yeah, and Lisa also, there's only 32 teachers that were named with that award this year as well.
So. Great. Well, and Kurt, I know you wanted to kind of touch on something that happened yesterday that we reported on, the CTE thing, with the middle school students over at Manhattan High's West Campus.
Yes, you know, that's something I'm very eager to improve that program. It's going pretty well now, but, you know, I think the thing I'm excited about is, you know, kids, you know, if I talk to a senior in high school, you know, ask them what are your plans for the next year, for your future? And, you know, almost every one of them will say, oh, I'm going to K-State or KU. And, you know, what are you going to major in? Well, I don't know. I'll just take some classes. Well, you know, kids should start thinking about what they're going to do for a career when they're in, you know, seventh, eighth grade. And not, you know, because I think, you know, I know some students that will, you know, I'm going to be a veterinarian, and then they get 2 years into K-State and they realize they don't really like it or enjoy it, and so they change their major. And so then you're in college a lot longer. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, what excites you? What do you like to do? What's your hobby? You know, I like to say, well, it's a true story with me, because I turned my hobby into my career, because I had one of the first, you know, the Tandy TRS-80 computers, and, you know, and I spent like 6 days and was able to get a box to spin on a monitor, and, you know, but that was my hobby. And then now, I'm an IT director now, and so I think the CTE is really important for kids. They can try out stuff before they get into college, and, you know, before they're an adult and have no idea really what they really want to do. So it's a great program.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I know Sam went and covered it yesterday and had a great time. He said he wants to go back to high school. That's how much
it's one of those things. If you see it, you can believe it. You know, you got some imagination there, and when people see something concrete, they can see the possibilities. And I think that's really important to, you know, you drive by all the businesses in town and the jobs that we have, but there are behind walls that kids don't see.
Yeah,
and showing them that is amazing.
And, you know, another piece of that is I mean, it's some kids, some schools, school districts, I can't name which one it is, but I know some school districts will have, like, as a freshman, you say, okay, I want to go into a computer science field. And so the English and the math classes that you take through high school are all computer-based type of classes. And so that way, you know, hold your interest, and, you know, instead of taking, writing research papers about, you know, widgets rather than computers. And so I think it holds the students' interest, and I think that's leads to more success in the future. But, you know, another thing too, I mean, there are welding classes, and there's CTE culinary classes. And because, you know, in today's world, really, success doesn't always mean college anymore. It could be a technical trade. It could be, you know, I mean, right now one of the hottest occupations is welding. You can get 2 welding certifications at Manhattan High School through MATC, through the technical college, and you can go right to work over at Caterpillar over in Wamego, and they pay about $45,000-$50,000 right out of the box. So, you know, so it's not that the future is really not always doesn't have to be a 4-year college.
Yeah. Good paying jobs are out there for students in the technical trades. About out of time. We want to run down donations and grants here real quick. If you've got that pulled up here, I have it pulled up on my screen if you need.
I can get that real quick here. Let's see. Kind of caught us off guard with that one.
We have a good list. We have a great list.
Total's just under $26,000. I figure you might.
It's pretty good.
Get that in here. It's page 25, I think.
There we go. I got it. Yeah. So. We have a $12,040 cash grant from Riley County, Raising Riley. to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, a $994 cash grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Foundation to Northview Elementary for PE supplies, $500 cash donation from James and Ann Cohen to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for building operation expenses, $2,515 cash donation from Susie Bilderback Memorial to the Ogden Elementary School for school use, $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health personnel, $1,000 award allocation from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Child Nutrition to continue nutrition education efforts, $1,000 cash grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Foundation to Bluemont Elementary to establish healthy lifestyles program at the school, $2,077 cash donation in honor of Marvin J. Marsh Eisenhower Middle School for lunch accounts in arrears, $775 cash donation from Manhattan High School Wrestling Parent Support Group to Manhattan High School for the wrestling program, and $1,098 cash donation from the Manhattan High School Performing Arts to Manhattan High School for Disney World travel expenses, for a total of basically $26,000. I do want to mention, too, that there's been quite a few donations lately that for school lunch accounts and arrears, because we have some students that just can't pay for their lunches. And we've had some very generous people come out lately and have been paying those off for those kids. So I haven't seen that in quite a while since I've been on the board. So it's a great, awesome thing to help those kids.
All right. Well, very good, guys. Appreciate it. And we'll look forward to your school board meeting tonight, 6:30, Robinson Education Center. Kurt Herman, Eric Reed.
Thanks for being here, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have a conversation with Christy Ingles from the Red Cross up next.